Blanche.
Come on out from under that car. I want to talk to you.
What do you want? Can't you see I'm busy?
Where's Nature Boy?
Who's Nature Boy?
The cat. I haven't seen him all morning. I think he ran off.
He didn't run off. He's under the car with me.
Where?
Right here.
John, that black alley cat isn't ours. Nature Boy has a golden coat.
That's him. I've been petting him.
You've been wiping your hands on him.
Okay, so I've been wiping my hands on him. I couldn't find a rag.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Look at that poor thing. Looks like he fell in a tar pit.
Well, he had no business to come sniffing around while I was draining the oil. Put him in the washing machine.
You insane man, I really believe you ought to do away with him.
How can you say a thing like that?
You don't fool me, John Dickinson. I know what happened to the other cat we had.
What other cat?
The big gray one, Joy Boy.
Joy Boy?
You know, the one you said committed suicide after you caught him in the liquor closet?
He did commit suicide, Blanche. Cats have been known to commit suicide.
They don't hang themselves.
He didn't hang himself. He got his neck tangled in a ball of string, and I was trying to unloosen it when you walked in. Don't start making me into a cat killer.
You stop using Nature Boy for a grease rag. How long are you going to be working on that pile of junk?
Till I get it fixed.
You finally get a vacation, and how do you spend it? Under a car.
Well, I'm happy here. Before you came out, it was nice and quiet.
You've got a whole week off from your job. Why don't you do something with it?
What do you want me to do, Blanche?
Go down and collect your unemployment insurance.
You want me thrown in jail? You know I'm getting paid while I'm on vacation.
Stop waving that oil can around. It's pouring all over the seat. Wipe it up, John.
Okay, hand me the cat.
Here, use this saw. How much longer are you going to be?
I'm almost through. Grab hold of that wire, will you, Blanche?
This one?
Yeah. Feel anything?
No. Why?
Nothing. I just wanted to see if it was connected to the battery.
No, never.
Oh, take it easy. The battery is dead anyway. Got to get it recharged.
No, you're not. You've squandered enough money on this car.
What are you talking about? The only things I've bought in the last 2 years are a windshield wiper and a crank handle.
If you didn't throw money away on all those fancy accessories,
Fancy accessories.
Yes, maybe we can afford a decent car.
There's nothing wrong with this car. Anybody will tell you that 1932 was a great year for Essex.
And why do you have to fool around with it so much?
I'm not fooling with it. You always have to make these minor adjustments till the car gets broken in. You better move, Blanche, unless you want to get this paint over you.
Are you going to paint the tire?
I have to. The tubes are showing through.
John, if you take my advice, you'll trade this thing in.
I'm not making any trades unless I can get a good deal.
Well, how do you know you can't? Have you tried the Smiling Irishman?
I tried the Smiling Irishman.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He laughed out loud.
That's because you're not a good businessman. I'll bet my brother-in-law Barney could make a good trade for you.
Barney?
Barney's a shrewd businessman. He can get things from people.
He got plenty from me, all right.
I wish you were more like him. Barney makes good everywhere he goes. Even when he was in the Army, he worked himself up to a field marshal.
He worked himself up to a buck private.
How did you say that? You know very well we got word they made him a field marshal.
He was a private and he was court-martialed. Not field marshal.
Stop yelling. The neighbors are looking.
Well, don't rile me up about Barney. It's the one man I hate in the world more than that cat.
Sorry, John. I just thought we'd do something together on your vacation. Do you know the headlights are on?
Headlights? I thought the battery was dead. I must have had the wires crossed. Boy, what a lucky break.
Now you can give me a driving lesson.
Driving lesson?
John, you've been promising me for 2 years you'd teach me how to drive.
Not today, Blanche.
Why not?
Well, it's such a nice day, I thought I might drive downtown and sneak into the ball game.
Never mind that ball game talk. I know what you're thinking of.
What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Murphy's Bar and Grill, and I'm not letting you go near that saloon again.
I never go near Murphy's Bar and Grill, and that's the farthest thing from my mind. Why must you always accuse me of being preoccupied with drinking?
All right, forget it. Have you got gas in the car?
Yes, I put a fifth in yesterday. I mean 5 gallons.
That's fine. Well, are you going to teach me to drive, or aren't you?
Oh, get in.
All right. Now, what do I do?
Just relax. Now, I want to explain a few things first. Teaching a wife to drive requires a great deal of patience and understanding. And we'll get along fine if you'll just listen to me and Do as I tell you. If I tell you to put out your hand and slow down, don't step on the gas and speed up. If I say pull over to the right, do it now, not later. If I say there's a yellow light, come to a stop. Don't step on the gas and try to beat it. Because if you get away with it, from then on you'll be speeding, going through lights. And I'll get a ticket, and have my license revoked, and it's all your fault. Get out of the car, boy!
No, I haven't done anything.
Well, you better not do anything. Now, start the motor. Shift the first, let out the clutch, and feed the gas slowly. Have you got that?
Yes.
Start the car.
Well, the seat's too far back.
It's not too far back.
But I can't see the radiator cap.
Why do you want to see the radiator cap?
How else can I aim it?
You steer it. You don't aim it. It's not a weapon. Let's go.
Now, don't rush me. Let's see. Put the clutch in. Shift to first. Set the clutch up. Easy. Feed gas. There. Well, why aren't we moving?
You didn't start the motor.
What motor?
The one that comes with the clutch. What do you mean, what motor?
Don't snap at me.
I'm not snapping. Start the car.
Oh, all right.
Wait a minute. Stop it.
What's wrong? Am I going too fast?
You're not moving. Take your foot off. Clench the motor won't start unless you turn on the ignition.
Where's the ignition?
On the dashboard. There. The key is in it.
Well, why do you have to lock it? Nobody's going to steal your ignition.
All right, you got it started. Now put it in first, let the clutch out easy, and you'll roll along smoothly and slowly.
Easy. John, where are you?
I'm in the glove compartment. Are you all right?
I'm fine. You're not hurt, are you, John?
No, I'm not hurt. But the car's finished. Are you satisfied now?
I just happened to think. Today's Friday the 13th.
Wouldn't have made any difference. I'm a doomed man, Blanche.
I'm sorry, John. Honest I am.
Let's get out of this thing.
Have we got any insurance?
No.
Please forgive me.
Forget it.
I guess I don't deserve to live. I give you nothing but trouble.
Don't talk, Blanche.
Why don't you punish me? Get rid of me. Other men do it. I once read where a Russian farmer traded his wife for an old cow. Would you do that, John?
Do what?
Trade me for an old cow?
No. But I'd hate anybody to tempt me with a new Cadillac. Come on, Blanche, let's walk home.